From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh thanked President Obama for hosting him at the first state dinner of Mr. Obama's presidency last night.
I feel privileged to be invited to this first state banquet, Mr. President, under your distinguished presidency. You do us and the people of India great honor.
The event was the latest step in U.S. efforts to reassure India and strengthen relations between the two countries. India has been concerned about the amount of attention the U.S. is paying to China and Pakistan. President Obama celebrated the relationship and said he looks forward to achievements that await. In what is seen as an unprecedented move by an ally, Britain's defense secretary has criticized President Obama for the delay in committing additional U.S. forces to Afghanistan. An announcement on Mr. Obama's plan is expected next week. Larry Miller has this report from London.
Defense Secretary Bob Ainsworth blames the president and the U.S. for the decline in British public support for the Afghan war. He says a period of hiatus in Washington and a lack of clear direction make it harder for the U.K. government to persuade the public to back the war in the face of a rising death toll. Speaking to the House of Commons Defense Committee, Ainsworth welcomed the expected U.S. troop boost, but says it's taken too long to make the decision. That and the imperfect Afghan elections, he says, have made it more difficult to show the kind of progress that would balance the UK losses. However, the defense secretary says once Mr. Obama confirms his strategy, he believes it will be possible to get the British public back on side. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
More bodies have been found since Monday's mass killings in the southern Philippines. Duali Zaikautau reports at least 57 people are now known dead.
Officials say the dead included an estimated 18 journalists, the wife and sisters of a gubernatorial candidate, their lawyers and supporters. The bullet-riddled bodies were found on hillside gravesites in Maguindanao province on the Philippine island of Mindanao. Some of the victims were reportedly beheaded. The UN's Ban Ki-moon called the violence a heinous crime. The Philippine president said the killing is a supreme act of inhumanity that is a blight on the country. Yesterday, she declared a state of emergency in two southern provinces as well as nearby Cotabato City. Philippine troops in trucks and in armored cars could be seen parked on major highways. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau.
Stock prices have been moving higher around the world today. Japan's Nikkei average ended at 0.4% higher. This is NPR News. The space shuttle Atlantis has left the International Space Station and it's on its way back to Earth. Atlantis and its crew are scheduled to land on Friday in Florida. One of the astronauts, Nicole Stott, is returning home after 3 months on the space station's crew. And astronaut Randolph Breznik will return to a larger family. His wife gave birth to a daughter, the couple's second child, while Breznik was at the space station. State and federal authorities are convinced that a census worker whose body was found hanging from a tree in southeastern Kentucky 2 months ago committed suicide. Kentucky Public Radio's Tony McVeigh explains.
A thorough investigation, including DNA analysis of crime scene evidence, convinces authorities 51-year-old Bill Sparkman took his own life. His hanging drew national attention because the census worker's body had the letters F.E.D. scrawled across his chest. But Kentucky State Police Captain Lisa Rosinski believes Sparkman put them there.
Forensic analysis indicates that those letters were written from the bottom up.
Rosinski says Sparkman's naked body was found in contact with the ground, and to survive, all he had to do was stand up. A few months before the hanging, Sparkman told a credible witness he planned to commit suicide and had recently taken out life insurance policies that paid off only if he died accidentally. For NPR News, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort, Kentucky.
AAA says it expects the highways to be crowded starting later today because many people are skipping air travel in favor of cheaper options this Thanksgiving weekend, including their own cars. AAA expects about 38 million people to travel this Thanksgiving weekend, and that's down by more than 25% from 2007. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.